You.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
More than 300 suspected illegal miners are appearing in the Stilfontein Magistrates Court today. Northwest Police, working in the anti-illicit mining operation, remain on guard at various shafts of an abandoned gold mine as more miners are expected to resurface. More than 30 have already resurfaced. Masechaba Sifularo reports.
The suspects face charges of illegal mining and contravention of the Immigration Act for those who are in the country illegally. This comes amid claims by some of the miners that they were held underground and forced to work by heavily armed men they described only as Basutu. This has given rise to concerns of human trafficking, enslavement and child labor after it emerged that 96 children were among those who were arrested since August. Northwest Social Development MEC Susanna Danki gave an update on the children.
We place these children at our temporary places of safety. Their children are still to appear before the children's court.
Detectives from the SAPS Provincial Taxi Violence Unit are being hailed for their efforts that have led to two men being sentenced to life in prison for murder. Mfana Futhi Madlala and Sfiso Sokulu learned their fate in the Durban Regional Court this week. They were convicted of killing taxi owner Siyabonga Ngcobo. The KZN Police's Robert Netsiunda says the 37-year-old was shot while driving in Greenwood Park 2 years ago.
The provincial taxi violence detectives took over the investigations and hit the ground running, arresting the first suspect on the same day and recovered a licensed firearm. A day later, the second suspect was also cornered and arrested. The dedicated investigating officers collected strong evidence that connected the suspects with the murder and managed to convince the court to deny them bail until the day of the sentencing. Both suspects were also declared unfit to possess firearms.
Alleged diamond scheme fraudster Louis Liebenberg has abandoned his bail bid for a second time in a Gauteng court. He was arrested last month with nine others, including his wife Desi. Liebenberg faces charges of racketeering, fraud and money laundering linked to a 4 billion rand investment scam. And a man's been charged with threatening to kill Donald Trump in Southern California. Manuel Tamayo Torres is accused of posting videos on a nearly daily basis on social media as part of plans to target the U.S. president-elect. Court documents say he also accused Trump and his family of kidnapping and sex trafficking. Meanwhile, the FBI is investigating a string of bomb threats against members of Trump's proposed administration. Several appointees have also been targeted by swatting, where a false crime is reported to force an armed police response. The top story, more than 300 suspected illegal miners are appearing in the Stilfontein Magistrates Court today. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dinon Pahlele.